Nally's men. We met before cockcrow outside the Innisfree. I shied up Bainbridge Avenue, a session of bars linked like daisy chains. The Roaring Twenties, the Phoenix, the Punch Bowl. Coppice's Greek Deli breaking the link. Young Danny from Killybegs gave me the tour. That's a Waterford pub, and that's a Donegal one. The Phoenix is a raw pub, but the crack is great in there. He arrived a week before me, and he seemed to know the run of things. It was my first day at school. I was green, like the Innisfree's tacky shamrock sign. "That's them there," Danny said, pointing to the tormented Ford van, the right front fender missing. I remember thinking, Jesus, how Irish. "I'll grab a coffee for us," Danny said. "Nally, the boss man, won't stop till Princeton." It was 5:30 in the morning and Princeton was 70 miles away. My stomach was still in bed. "Grand," I said. I stuck my head into the van, pitch black but for the glow of cigarettes, fireflies in a dense fog. "Are ye Nally's men?" I tried to sound confident. Harsh northern accents growled. "Aye." A thick Connemara voice said, "Hop in to fuck. Where's the other bollocks?" Danny followed with two coffees. "There you go, Tip," he said. The stony air was broken by a benevolent Cork accent. "Where you from, boy?" "Tipperary," I said, glad to hear the Munster accent. "Fair play to you, boy," he said, slapping me on the knee. "You're from the right side of the Shannon."